This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on Monday, December the 14th. How do you do? Here we are, neighbors helping neighbors. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. Victoria's off this week, so Richie decided to grace us with his presence, his thoughts, his mind, his action, his feedback, his ideas.
Yeah, all that. Oh, I know I'm supposed to bring all that.
Right. All yeah. Right, so there's a
I got one or two of those, I think.
Have you really? Well, that's why you're here, Richie. You can bone up on all the rest of the stuff while you're here. You can practice with us. So the ice and storm, it's more ice in some places than there is snow. This is a storm that started on the West Coast and has moved all the way across the country. And this is a big deal here. First time we've had this much snow in the forecast for a couple of years, at least where I am. And I could do with not being here, but
how looks like you'll expecting?
Get it. We could have 12 to 14 inches on Wednesday night, Thursday morning, according to this model. And I love the way the weather people say, according to this model, all the models suggest that we're going to have a collision of massive proportions. All right. So, and anyways, cold here. It was beautiful yesterday, 50-something degrees, great day for work on the farm.
Yeah.
But now the AccuWeather boys and girls say the storm is going to turn northeastward and track somewhere near the east coast cities of Washington, where it's going to be slush. Philadelphia, a little more snow. New York, Boston, see y'all later. It's a wonder. That's the song. Wonder in a winter wonderland, dun dun dun.
Or walking in a winter wonderland.
Yeah, that too. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Walking in a winter wonderland. So how many of you have noticed in the past hour there was something wrong with your Gmail? Or there was just something wrong with your computer? Well, you were not alone.
Yes.
Apparently, for the first time maybe ever, Google was hacked, shut down, in
and
fact.
And not just Google,
really?
YouTube. Yeah,
Facebook.
It was
Facebook.
We were watching this like in real time. Like you couldn't
right.
get your Gmail, you couldn't get on Google, you couldn't get to Google Docs.
Last night.
And YouTube, too. And so I kind of checked it out, and I was looking around, and I see it trending. So obviously there was it. We weren't all of us weren't alone because it happened in multiple countries.
So then what is the problem? Or what was
wow.
they apparently fixed it. But what was the problem? Anybody figure that out yet? Yeah, it is trending everywhere. Look at all this. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we know yet, but I'm sure they'll tell you.
Well, will they tell us, though?
That's why pretty big.
Why would they tell us? What's in it for them to tell us?
They have to say something.
What?
Yeah, they'll come out and say something, whether they'll actually tell you the truth. Well,
mm-hmm.
because everybody noticed and everybody's going to want some information and they're going to create a response. But,
yeah.
you know, will they tell us the exact truth or will they tell us all the details? Nah, probably not.
Well, look at all of the Russian hacking. Look at the Russian hacking into all our various agencies that was reported over the weekend as well. Russians are into Treasury Department. They're into the IRS. They're into the Defense Department. What in the world is going on with that? And
yesterday my wife walked up to me and she said, check this email out. And you know how you always have your main email account and then you have your kind of your backup email account that you use
right.
when you sign up for, you know, all your store things and everything. They send her an email and saying, we have accessed your password for this account, for this Google account.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you always get these emails that say, we've accessed your password. Please pay us $100 or click here or something like that.
Yeah.
But this one was a little different in that they wrote her password and it was correct.
Ooh.
Really? They put it in the email?
So they send her an email saying, and they put it in the email. They said, your password is, and it was right.
Wow.
And I said, change all your passwords. But that blew me away because I'd never seen that before. So now I hear this story about Google getting hacked. This is a Gmail account that got hacked.
That's probably what happened.
And then this.
So what does it mean to the landscape, though? To the average person or up and down? What are you seeing?
I'm looking on Google right now.
Yeah?
And this is an old one. 5 million, yeah. 5 million Google emails, but it's not current, so.
No. So what does this do, one would wonder, to all the election results, to all the following of the political, if they can get into the various departments, what keeps them from getting into the DNC or the Republican?
Welcome to my conspiracy camp.
Yeah.
No.
Nice to see you.
No, you're a conspiracy theorist. That couldn't ever happen.
Well, that's the question about the Dominion machines, Doug. The Dominion and the Smartmatic technology that feeds a lot of this. That's exactly what we've been talking about for the last month now, is that these were systems that were designed with flaws and with algorithms. And this is the insinuation from people who have seen evidence is that this is happening not just to Republicans, but to Democrats as well. Basically, the highest bidder can get an algorithm programmed into these machines. Now, if this is true, and again, it's an if, but I think we need to actually have the conversation, because forget about Trump for a second. You've got another election coming up in Georgia that's very important on January 5th. They use Dominion. Why did they use Dominion? Because the governor made a last-minute deal and had China in there negotiating about it with him when he made this Dominion deal. I mean, are we nuts? And this is a Republican. Yeah. I'm holding him just as accountable. It's not like team sports here. This is something that's very serious, and it needs to be investigated.
Hey, it might just be Trump. Everybody settle down.
Corrupt.
Everybody settle down. If any hacking did take place, it wouldn't have been enough for Trump to actually win the election. So, you know, it wasn't widespread, right? And if you really believe that it was widespread and it was enough for Trump to overtake the election, you're a racist.
That's you too?
Racist, yep.
That's where that bunch in, what do we call that group, the AOC group? I never remember.
The squad.
The squad.
Yeah. Tell Rich how you described them earlier.
Muslims and bald-headed black women. I think that's what I said.
Is right, exactly.
Yeah. You can woo all you want to. The noise that's coming from that camp is just look at their face, look at their body language, look at the anger. What do they have to be so damn angry about? Is it their lives that have been ruined by whatever's gone on, or have they been of course I'm a racist. Ask anybody from China, they'll tell you.
I would say this, and here's the thing. I mean, I call them the squad, and I call them Ilhan Omar and Ayanna Pressley and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib, because those are the squad members. But the same railing, and to your point, the anger is because they don't like what the country is and what the country has become. Progressivism, by its very nature, is angry because they want to destroy what we have. They think it's bad. They want to rebuild it. Okay, so if it is so bad, this is always my question, how are you representing constituents in states in this country?
How'd you get elected?
Right. And so I think that
how did you get this cushy job?
Yes, it is a cushy job, but how did you even get elected to fight? Because this country is great, because you appeal to your constituents. So at least on that very basic level, the country and the democracy and the republic that we live in is working, and I think we should celebrate that. We just have to get better. I think everybody agrees we can always get better and that there's always room for improvement, but I don't know that the answer is just burning everything down and starting from scratch.
How's Rudy Giuliani doing?
He seems to be doing fine. He's home. He's out of the hospital, I think he's still quarantining, but I saw him. He was on video this weekend talking about the Texas lawsuit and how they're still fighting and what's coming next. So I guess he's doing okay.
Richie, you're in Washington. There were a number of stabbings and arrests in Washington, the Trump supporters on one side, the other guys on the other side, and I wonder how that's being played locally. You are paying attention to what's on the news radio station there, what's on television. Is it being presented fair and square, or is there an edge?
Full disclosure, I don't watch the local news anymore.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
Full disclosure, I don't watch television news anymore.
Good.
Full disclosure, I use the Washington Post when my dog pees on the floor. Locally,
fish
I don't know
wrapper.
How it's played.
The fish wrapper.
Yeah. In my news sources, I see people that are – well, one take that I thought was interesting – is that it looks like the Proud Boys and Antifa are squaring off in these cities now. Mm-hmm. You know, the Proud Boys are saying, you know what, we're going to kind of be the guardian
angels. Antifa allegedly stabbed, what, four supporters in Washington? Wasn't there a shootout in New York, too, over the weekend? What happened?
But I think the funny thing is that if you look at Antifa members that are usually pasty, white, entitled kids,
yeah,
and you look at Proud Boys, usually more beefy dudes, that this is going to be a fun thing to watch. I mean, not really fun, but, you know, because the Proud Boys are manlier and able to handle themselves better than the little Antifa.
I want
to
see the Moms for America throw a few punches.
I just don't want to see people stabbing each other on the street. I mean, the thing is that, you know, we used to have a baseline of truth and two sides on how to consume it, and now we have no baseline of truth, mostly in part to the mainstream news media. We have people who think they're being distracted. I mean, all these politicians are gaming us while we're stabbing each other on the street. Get something done. There should be an American team, and there's just not. Like, and that, to me, is the most disturbing thing.
But how do politicians fix that?
Well,
how do politicians fix that?
I think it's by doing stuff that actually reaches across the aisle. I think that they actually put a hard line on some of the stuff that's being reported by the news media. The Hunter Biden story is one of them. The fact that it was totally swept under the rug. People's lives were ruined in trying to hide the story, and now it's becoming top news. My question is why, and many people are saying that's like a Kamala Harris leak because she wants to see Joe Biden hit the road. So this is the kind of stuff that we need to crack down on, where we're eating our own, because there's no American team anymore. It's all about the quest for power.
That stuff from Kamala, she's one hungry lady when it comes to power. We all know that, who have any connection to California whatsoever. Well, all right, before we have to break here, wasn't there a shootout in New York? Somebody
scary at a Christmas concert, basically.
A Christmas concert, right? Yeah.
And I guess the guy showed up, the guy with the gunman showed up, and he had a bunch of stuff with him. He had, and the videos are now coming out. It was at a cathedral. They were outdoors because of COVID restrictions, but it was a Christmas concert. And this was in Harlem at the Cathedral Church of St. John of the Divine. And apparently this guy dressed in black can be heard shouting, kill me, before he is actually fatally shot on the steps of the cathedral. He came to the scene with like a bag, and it was filled with wire and knives, a can of gasoline, rope, tape, and a Bible. And I don't know if he's been identified yet publicly, but crazy.
It is crazy. The whole thing's crazy. All right, you want to know something that isn't crazy? Richie, you're going to love, love, love these cookies. They are so delicious. There is no gluten in Ebon's Bakehouse cookies.
They're amazing.
This ought to be, they really are fabuloso. You should have all of your hosts selling these cookies. They are the chocolate chip. What you'd expect, white chocolate and cherry oatmeal cookies. Even talking about them makes your mouth water. These are great for breakfast, too. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have cinnamon raisin bread, cranberry walnut. They have dinner rolls, hamburger buns, all kinds of breads and cookies, and they don't have a lick of gluten in them. They are fabulous. The buns that they have, they're like $3 for these. The prices are fabulous when you get it right down to it. And when you go to ebonsbakehouse.com and use the DJV code, you get a big discount as well. Gift cards for the Cookie Monster on your list. Get those two at Ebon's Bakehouse. 100% money back guarantee. You will love these cookies. But you got to keep them refrigerated because there's no preservatives in them, and they'll get rotten if you don't keep them in the freezer or in the refrigerator. Remember the website Ebon's, E-B-A-N-S, ebonsbakehouse.com. 21 after the hour.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Christmas song?
Mm. The way that we love in the night gave me life, baby. I can't explain it. The way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me.
The Biebs. Richie, are you a Justin Bieber fan? Your daughter probably is.
She is not, actually.
No.
And, you know, I respect the way he's turned himself around the last few years. So, and I also respect the way he got started. The kids just started with True Talent, became a phenomenon on YouTube, and then look what he's done with it. So, in that regard, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, I used to call him the Worm because I thought that's what he was, kind of. But he's done some good things. You're right. He's turned things around. His wife, I think, has helped him a little bit. He's making a last-minute bid for a UK Christmas number one, teaming up with the National Trust Choir to re-record his hit Holly. How does this? Will you play that a little bit, Phil?
I'm truly sorry.
They say we're too young and all right, so that's what we were playing. Oh, couldn't, I didn't hear anything in there. But anyway, collaboration comes 5 years after the choir singers beat the baby hitmaker to the top of the charts. It's great to be reunited with the choir as we share a bit of UK chart history together. Bieber said, especially in these difficult times, I'm humbled to team up with them for our charity single that will benefit workers in England on the front lines of the pandemic, pay tribute to their unbelievable dedication. One of the fellows who's part of the choir, Zoe Davies, said, quote, seriously, I remember joking about us doing a duet, and now it's happening. Justin apparently impressed the choir members back a few years ago, and he urged fans to purchase their version of A Bridge Over You instead of his track, Love Yourself. And then he met with a group and said, I was honored to meet everybody from the choir, and I'm happy that they got their number one. I don't know. Okay. I don't. This isn't my wheelhouse. Yours, Rich?
No, not for me. But again, you know, all music to me is good. So thank you, Justin Bieber. Yeah. Leave it at that.
Leave it at that. All right, coming up on 26 past the hour on the DJV show, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden here with Dave Grohl and Greg Kirsten.
Now you're talking.
Continued their Hanukkah cover series with a take on Mountain's Mississippi Queen. How does this compare to the original, Richie?
It's a little slower, a little bluesier. I like it.
Yeah. The pair started their series this past Thursday, downloaded a cover of Beastie Boys' Sabotage, following a version of Drake's Hotline Bling. That came out on Friday. They shared their rendition of the 1970 rock track last night. New cover saw Grohl play the drums, tackle vocals, while Kirsten was on the keyboard. That was the best one yet, Grohl said at the end of the video. I think that was pretty damn good. Kirsten agreed with that. Mississippi Queen, recorded by New York hard rock band Mountain in the 60s, originally featured on their debut album, Climbing. It's been covered by a number of artists over the years. Ozzy Osbourne did it. He had a hit, actually, with it in 2005. I don't know. To me, I'd rather listen to Percy Faith and the Singers doing Christmas songs. But that's just me. Does she really like listening to this stuff? Huh?
Yes. Yes, I love it.
Coming up in the next half hour, we're going to give away that valuable Works Maker X Toolkit. Stand by for that coming up here, 28 after the hour.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory. Get 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Plus, shop new doorbusters for the family, including outerwear, jeans, and our Gap logo crew neck sweatshirt. Find it all at Gap Factory.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccinations in the United States are scheduled to be administered within hours, the largest mass vaccination campaign since polio shots were rolled out in the 1950s. About 145 U.S. hospitals and other sites will receive vaccine doses Monday, followed by 425 on Tuesday and 66 on Wednesday. That's according to General Gustav Perna, Chief Operating Officer of Operation Warp Speed. The U.S. Embassy in Khartoum said Monday that President Trump's administration has removed Sudan from the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. Delisting Sudan is also a key initiative for the government in Khartoum to normalize relations with Israel. The two countries have agreed to full diplomatic ties, making Sudan the third Arab state after the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain to move to normalize relations with Israel this year. A bipartisan group of lawmakers will unveil a $908 billion corona relief virus package on Monday. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Trump and Attorney General William Barr clash over the top law enforcement officers withholding information from the American people. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
President Trump has increased his criticism of Attorney General William Barr since news last week that the Department of Justice had been investigating President-elect Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Barr reportedly knew of the investigation back in the spring, but kept that information private. The president tweeting Saturday asking why Barr didn't interject when Biden said during a presidential debate that there was no investigation. On Sunday, he told Fox News that even Robert Mueller stood up when false information was put out about his investigations. But Barr did not.
Joe Biden lied on the debate stage. He said there's nothing happening, and Bill Barr should have stepped up. I'll tell you what, say what you want about Robert Mueller. When BuzzFeed put out a phony article, I think it was BuzzFeed, but BuzzFeed put out a phony article, Bob Mueller stepped out and he said that article was a phony, and then there was ultimately proven no collusion. No, after 2 years, no collusion. But Bob Mueller stood up and he interjected that this article was false. Bill Barr should have done the same thing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
United States Attorney General since 2019, William Barr previously held the office from 1991 to 1993. The late game in the NFL Sunday sees the Pittsburgh Steelers continue their sloppy football play as they lost to the Buffalo Bills 26-15. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
At 34. Thank you, Rich. 34 past the hour. This is the DJV program. Rich McFadden is Germany. Victoria's on vacation this week. Jennifer's off to KRLA. So here we are working our way, thinking about things that are important for you to know. I'd say that one of our big jobs this half hour is to give away the new Works Maker X toolkit. Now, you're very familiar with all of this, Richie. We've both become pretty creative using all of this stuff. What do you like most? You're the one who really kind of put this all together for us. They're all over the place. We've asked people to go to our Facebook page to look at the details about all of these tools in this kit. I think there are five different tools that are powered by this battery. You told me they have a new snowblower. This would be pretty handy.
Yeah, that's coming out, so I'm going to be interested in that. You know what? The thing I love about the Works tools is the ecosystem. Once you get into the ecosystem, meaning they all share the same battery, the ones that are battery operated. So I just have four or five batteries always charging in my garage.
Me too.
They have like the, so they have the base where you can charge two at a time. So I have two of those, and then I have a couple of single ones. So I always keep, you know, six, eight batteries charged up.
Yeah.
So yesterday I had my leaf blower, my leaf vacuum that mulches everything up.
Yeah.
My small leaf blower, my pressure washer because I was cleaning the deck.
Yeah.
And my Works wheelbarrow, the yard wagon.
Wheelbarrow?
Yeah, they have a yard wagon. It's really good.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, so I was out there all day yesterday clearing leaves and getting ready before the snow comes to just kind of get the yard cleaned up. And, you know, I would just take a battery off one, put it on another, and then just go. And then
that's what I like.
You know, when that runs
the lights,
out.
So, they have the lights. They have the so – I've got all of that
the
stuff.
The LED shop lights.
Grill.
Oh, that's lifesavers. Bad. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Really yep.
So this new Works Marker Maker X tool set is really cool. It's kind of for crafters. So they got like a rotary tool or a Dremel. They've got an airbrush tool for painting, an angle grinder.
Do you use the airbrush thing yet? I don't know how that
I
works.
I haven't used. You know what? I got the rotary tool and I got the metal crafter tool, and then I also got the grinder because that's the stuff I need the most. So the rotary tool is the one I was really excited to get. But I would be interested in getting the airbrush tool for like little things that I paint, like when I. You know, do the wicker furniture outside. You know, that would just make it so
I'm
going to
do an airbrush of a cow on the side of my truck.
You think should.
You do that?
Huh? I think that would be cool.
I know. The guys in the shop, Sneaker and John, love using and Delroy, all of these tools. Everybody's got one. Got the drill, got the light, and then we use the snow blower. You know what I also just got is the it's an extendable, like, chainsaw. It isn't like it.
Yeah,
is.
The pole saw.
That you use to cut down branches that you can never reach, you know, under any
circumstances. That thing is awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. All right, so anyway, give us a few minutes and I'm going to give you, we'll open up the lines and I'll ask you a question about this and the person that's the right caller has the right answer will get this Works Maker X Ultimate Toolkit plus two
Christmas
batteries.
Gift.
A great Christmas gift. It's a $300-$400 value. You can see the collection at WORXWorks.com. Meanwhile, the vaccine is being shipped. Do you are you ready? You're going to take the vaccine? What are your thoughts on getting the vaccine?
Here's my thoughts on the vaccine. Being an RNA technology where it actually teaches your DNA how to fight the virus instead of the traditional, we give you a little virus so your body learns how to fight it.
Yeah.
My mom and my mother-in-law will get it as soon as they can because they are the ones that are most at risk.
My age.
right. A little older. But and then my wife and I will wait a while. We'll let we'll let you go first and see how it plays.
I roll a slump on the desk.
Yep, exactly.
Because I won't take that vaccine.
See my kid. Well, here's the tricky one, right? I don't see my kids getting it. I would never make my kids get it. There's no reason for it.
No.
But I bet you that the school systems will require the kids to get it, even though it's only the teachers and the faculty that should need to get it.
Teachers and faculty, yes. Students, no.
Yeah. Yep. That's when I pull my kids out and send them to private school.
Yep, that's it. So there are the first day... 3 million doses were administered. That would have been on Saturday. A lot of doctors and nurses and people working in the healthcare industry getting their first shot today. One of the things was people were wondering whether people in the White House would get their shots, and apparently no, and not any different than anybody else. They're not going to be prioritized. But I can't believe
smart
the president
move.
won't get it. Yeah, it is kind of a good
the president doesn't need it.
No, he's got his immunity,
yeah,
right? Because he already has it.
Right.
Right. And he had a bad case of it, as far as I can tell. Really kind of a bad taste.
One of our hosts just had it. One of the chicks on the right just
oh, really?
Had it. And so, yeah.
Jennifer had a taste of it. Nothing serious.
Yep. Same here. She did the hydroxychloroquine and the zithromol, she knocked it out in a week. So.
Yeah. All right, so I think we've taken care of the hackers that knocked out Google. What about the Russians getting into the Treasury Department, the Commerce Department? One wonders how, and now I see there's a nuclear submarine, a Russian submarine, test firing 4 ICBMs in a show of readiness. What, ready for what? What are they ready for? What are they talking about? They're a show of readiness. They had dummy warheads. Hit their designated targets out in a shooting range way 3,400 miles away from Moscow.
With the political division that's going on in the United States and even talks of, you know, secession and Texas and 30 some other states suing to have the election results looked at. Mm-hmm. Do you think the Russians and other countries see the United States as stable as it always has been, or less stable?
No, I don't think we're stable at all. And I think they know that. And they've created, between the Russians and the Chinese, they've created a lot of the instability themselves. And we're gullible enough to go
We
create.
We're walking around
China.
That hook in our mouth because they caught us. And
You give in to this stuff made in China. Good God. You just dug your own hole. All right, let's see if we can have a little fun with this. Time for us to work over the works. Maker X Toolkit, 888-302-3684. That's 888-302. Doug, the question is, how many tools are there in the kit? We have been explicit about that. How many compact tools are in this kit? The works Maker X Toolkit has how many of these tools in there that you're going to get? If you win the prize, take the fourth caller right now at 888-302-3684. If you have the right answer, first one on the air, you're going to get this prize if you haven't won before in one of these contests.
And it's, to be clear, they have several kits, but this is the kit with the full tool set.
Yes.
All of the tools available.
Yes, all of them. 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. Let's see if we can't get some people to have a nice gift. At least one person's going to have a nice gift for him or herself. Or, you know, a lot of people think these are for men, too, and they're not. I know a lot of women who are using these tools. They love crafting and stuff.
I would argue it's actually more for women. Like, for example, my niece does these custom tumblers where she designs, like, Yeti tumblers.
Yeah.
And gives them away as gifts, and she uses tools like this to do that.
Yeah. All right. How many tools in the kit, please? 888-302-3684. Get to your calls in a matter of moments. Right now, I want to help you get a nose that's clean. Have you seen this Navage, Richie? The Navage.
No, it sounds disgusting, but I can actually use it, as you can hear. So
it is. Well, I don't know if disgusting is the right word for it, but it gets the gluck. My father used a term that was very descriptive. It's gluck. You have
I used to know a guy named Gluck.
And yes, I'm sure you probably did. Probably a very, he changed his name for the radio. At any rate, go to Navage.com. What a fabulous website. If you are stressed because you're afraid you're going to get yourself sick this winter, cold, flu, something worse, keep your nose clean. That's what my father used to say, too. Keep your nose clean, literally, with the Navage Nasal Cleansing System. Get rid of the nasty stuff that's in your nose. The things you're breathing every day, all that dust and the bacteria, the pollen, the pollution, the germs, the bacteria, the viruses. So the system works, and it's so fast and clean and clear, you should experience it for yourself. Experience nice, clear breathing, too. Navage.com is where you go for the info. N-A-V-A-G-E. Navage.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Mistle toner and ink nog.
Tis the season to save big on ink and toner at Staples.
Right now, get 30% back in Staples rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Give your printer the gift of ink or toner this holiday and receive 30% back in Staples rewards.
In store only. Ends 12/26. Curbside available in most stores. Restrictions apply. See store or staples.com/30andrewards for details.
Am I? First Response knows this is one of the most important questions a woman will ever ask herself. Am I sure it's the right time? Am I starting the next chapter? Am I about to be called mommy? Am I pregnant? Trust First Response to give you a clear and reliable answer with over 99% accuracy from the day of your missed period. Based on more than 99% accuracy in detecting the pregnancy hormone on day of missed period, America's most trusted pregnancy test brand based on the 2020 BrandSpark American Trust Study, First Response is the answer.
Hi, here we are, 46 after the hour of the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden here this week. Victoria's on vacation, so Richie's been nice enough to spend some time. We'll have some nice Christmas times, and we're giving away a nice Christmas gift right now, as a matter of fact. I've asked the question, how many tools are there in this kit? I've asked you to call 888-302-DOUG. So let's get started with Brenda, who's in Kentucky. Whereabouts in Kentucky are you, Brenda?
Louisville.
In Louisville, Kentucky. All right. Nice to have you on board. Are you ready for Christmas? Have you done all your shopping? You're all set? Ready to go?
Pretty much, yes. Yes, I am.
How much money have you spent this year in comparison to past years? Like more, less, the same?
Oh, way less. Definitely way less.
Yeah. Is that because your personal circumstances have changed? Are you working? Is everything okay in that department?
Yes, I'm working actually more than I want to. I work in a hospital, and so working more hours than I want.
Yeah, I bet you are.
No, we just scaled back this year and not buying as much for the children and so on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's probably smart. Are you set for a vaccine when you're a healthcare worker? When do you get your vaccine?
We've already taken, like, it's kind of a survey about who wants to take it, who definitely does not want to take it, and who is thinking about it, and so I think it's going to be offered to us very soon, like in the next few weeks. So.
Yeah, I would have thought. Yeah, I think that's about. I think you should probably have some option to get it probably later this week as well. All right, let's get to this. If you win the Maker X toolkits, who's going to use them? You, your husband, who uses these things?
Both of us, definitely.
Good for you. All right, so I've been very explicit. You've heard Richie and I talking about this. How many tools are there in the kit?
I'm going to say 67.
67? No, that's not the right answer. No,
Sorry.
No, there's a kit there. Well, no, I think that there are...
We should probably be a little bit more clear. It's the Maker X Ultimate Combo
Kit. Yeah, right. I think that's...
Oh.
Yeah, it's not
are
the whole
thing.
Are
you on their website?
Yeah,
there he is. No, but I thought it was the one that had all of the little tools in it.
It is, yeah, but there's definitely not 67.
Darn.
Yeah.
Can I look it up?
All right, no, we're going to move on. Brenda, thanks. Good luck, by the way.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's try Ray in Pittsburgh. All right, move over. Where'd Ray go? You there, Ray? Where'd Ray go?
Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Hope you guys are doing well.
We are. Thanks for asking. We're getting tight on time. How many tools are there in this kit?
Five,
that is correct. There are five compact tools powered by this power hub. So, Ray, you're going to get the Works Maker X Ultimate Toolkit for Christmas. It's a $300-$400 value. Congratulations. You can find all of this at works.com. Hold on, Ray, and we'll get the info on you. 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Arguably one of the, three or four most recognizable themes to movies ever produced. A theme from Star Wars, John Williams playing as we bring Chuck Curry into Movie Moments. Chucker is our movie guy, knows more about DVDs and movies and videos than anybody I know. So what's going on? Yeah, I am talking to you. I'm talking about you.
I had to slap myself with that introduction.
I know. Well, that's all right. Well, don't get too used to it. All right. So anyway, what do we have going on in the Star Wars universe, my friend?
You know, it's interesting. Here's the thing. 5 years ago, this date in film history, December 14th, 2015, Star Wars The Force Awakens opened in theaters, which was, you know, highly anticipated. J.J. Abrams is director, first Star Wars movie since the Lucas debacles. And to me, it felt like the first time in a long time that was an event. I really liked that film a lot. And I remember the anticipation day of going to the theater, packed house, you know, having a really good time. And I said to myself with that Disney announcement last week, how they're going to put $14 to $16 billion into their streaming production. And it really felt like, you know, the theaters are an afterthought somewhat in their mind, which is definitely not good for theaters because Disney has immense power. And if you look at the library of things that they've announced, Sister Act 3, Whoopi Goldberg, Hocus Pocus 2 with the original cast, and so many different things. I mean, they're going to eventually, I think, blow Netflix out of the water. But it also, I also said to myself, Doug, I remember, and I'm sure you remember, standing on a long line on the city block to watch a movie.
Yeah.
To get into a movie and to talk to the crowd and how much fun that was. And this generation going forward is never going to have that experience of waiting on a long line on a city block to get into a big event movie. I think that day, not that movies will go away in theaters, they're not, but the anticipation of a big film standing on the long line, that might be gone. And that's sad.
It is sad. All right, what did the weekend, speaking of sad or not so sad, what did the weekend look like in terms of the box office
totals? The animated movie, The Croods, The New Age, number one for the third straight weekend. It did $3 million in business. Actually, it's done $24 million in 3 weeks of release. Everything else under $1 million. Half Brothers, $490,000. Elf, the re-release of Elf, did $390,000. Freaky with Vince Vaughn, $315,000. War with Grandpa, $267,000. That's done $18 million in this theatrical run. That's respectable, certainly, for that film. As we keep stating, Wonder Woman, 1984, Christmas Day, and also the Tom Hanks movie, News of the World, also opens, I believe, Christmas Day. But with the theater closings, especially in Pennsylvania where I live, these theatrical takes will go lower and lower. It's going to be really interesting to see the subscriber rate, I think, if they release it to HBO Max. How many people are going to buy HBO Max to watch Wonder Woman 1984? I think it's going to be a lot. It is going to be a lot. I'd like to know the exact number.
So I just logged on to our local theater here. I was wondering whether they were, because there's an edict in Massachusetts to not have places open like this, but they are open. Matter of fact, for about a month, they were only open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and now they're back to being open every day, and I don't see...
More people are off this time of year. How many screens does your theater have?
16.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm going to show that. This is the bill of fare at this movie. This is 16. Fiddler on the Roof.
Wow.
The War with Grandpa is still on. The Croods.
Yep.
Tenet. Freaky.
Wow.
The Last Vermeer. Come Play. Half Brothers, which looks like kind of an interesting thing. All My Life, The Godfather, Die Hard, and Wonder Woman 2017.
Yeah, so about four of those movies out of the 16 are, a little bit older classic.
Right,
films.
Exactly.
But I think going forward, ultimately, a 16-screen movie theater is going to have a hard time finding product to put on all 16 screens. Probably close to half of that is going to be older revival stuff if they keep it a 16-screen theater, because I do believe while big films will remain, but they're going to primarily be geared to big IMAX screens and some of the biggest screens in these multiplexes, the other screens that are a little bit smaller are going to have to play older films, so they're going to really have to readjust their business model, I think, when all is said and done.
One of the old movies, would you go see Die Hard again? When's the last time you saw Die Hard?
I saw it about a couple years ago. I did a revival of it. I would go see that, but if you look at the numbers, you're never going to get older films to do anywhere near the business of a newer film that people have not seen before with a big marketing. Because you need the big marketing campaigns to drive people into their car, into the theater, into the box office. You just do.
Chuck Curry, Movie Moments, Doug Steffen at 59.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.